Thank you for calling customer support. This is Tay. Can I start by getting your zip code to further this issue today?
No, I'm calling because somebody made a purchase on my car and it's to this business, and it doesn't seem like it's not me. I need to dispute. I need y'all to stop this transaction.
Okay, can I start by getting your zip code?
95843.
95843, thank you, just a moment. And your first and last name, sir?
Marcos Mills.
And Mr. Mills, can you verify your mailing address?
3920 Waybridge Way, Antelope, California.
Okay, thank you. All right, so it looks like it was the order that was placed on the 29th of June for ultra testosterone. And you pay for shipping and handling $4.97.
Yeah, I made one purchase. One purchase. That's it. A trial.
Yeah,
it
was the 14-day trial that you were on to try the product.
Yeah, and it ended, and I pushed it in. That's all. I pushed all the correct things, and not it. This trial. I didn't push nothing. I don't want nothing else.
Okay, it was a 14-day trial to try the product. And within those 14 days, you had to call in to cancel to avoid being billed.
Yes, I did. I called and voided it. Yes, I did.
And what day did you call in?
I called the day I got it.
All right, just allow me one moment. You called in and canceled the day you got it?
Yep.
The day you ordered
it? Make sure I didn't get no more put. Yep, and y'all still charged me.
All right, just a moment. Let me get that pulled up. One moment, please. They don't accept it though. All right, thank you so much for patiently holding. I was just looking at the call log. And it's not showing where a call was made.
Obviously it doesn't. I got charged, but I did it. I don't know if y'all trying to scam me or something and trying to charge my credit card in, but I did it.
No, sir.
I'm either just gonna take it to and they're gonna dispute it and they're gonna shut the card down anyway. I don't wanna do that, but y'all need to. I call. The day I received it, I call. So y'all need to give me my money. Y'all need to give me my money back.
No, sir. We're not arguing. I'm just trying to explain it to you. That's all. We're not arguing.
I'm trying to tell you I did call as soon as I got it.
Okay. All right. So I can understand that you going to dispute it with your bank, and you have every right to do so. So what happens with the dispute, your bank will contact us, and we will have to provide them with the information of the 14-day trial period to explain that you have to call in to cancel within that trial period, and the charges are accurate, and at that time you may be ineligible for the dispute.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, obviously, y'all going to dispute it. Obviously, I'm calling now. I'm telling you I want my money back. I mean, I want the product. And I called the day I received the product. Now, is that what you guys do? Scam people like that? And say,
no,
hey,
sir, it's
call?
Not a scam.
Then why y'all go ahead and take my money then?
We didn't take your money, sir. You signed up for the 14-day trial, and you didn't call
and
in
I
to counsel during
called.
That 14-day trial
called.
Period.
And I called.
I'm just going to place you on a brief silent hold. Just bear with me one moment.
Yeah, let me talk to somebody dispute, because I mean, I don't want to badmouth y'all company. Y'all kind of crooked, though.
Just bear with me, Mr. Mills. I'm almost done. All right, so I did go ahead and cancel the account, and I gave you your refunds, and it'll take 3 to 5 business days to go back into your account. You will be receiving a cancellation confirmation email for the account being canceled, as well as a confirmation of the refunds as well. So you'll be getting a refund for $99.94 and $95.94. Wait, let me do this right here. $95.94. Okay, there we go right there. All right, so give it 3 to 5 business days to go back into your account, and you will be receiving those emails. You may receive them today or tomorrow, but you are getting your refunds. You're welcome.
I very much appreciate it. You have a good day.
You as well. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.